This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, of course, the death of any child is a tragedy. But in the midst of that tragedy, there is sometimes a little beam of light when human nature can be at its best. And that's why the story of Jess Wall, although incredibly sad, can also be an encouragement to us to pull together and to support those who are doing it tough. 9-year-old Jess recently died of a very rare illness, and now a song has been written to remember Jess and also to raise money for her grieving family. Greg Bryant is a friend of the family. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. Yeah, sad story today, though. Tell us a little bit about Jess.
Well, look, Jess, she's a very outgoing young girl. She loved her horses and all, a lot of outdoor sort of, really outdoor girls, love the animals and things like that. But
yeah.
About 12 months ago, she had a kidney transplant, and that went.
So
that
she'd been unwell, Greg. She'd been unwell for a while before that, or.
She had the kidney transplant, and she was going okay. She was on immune suppressants, about weeks before she passed, she got really sick with this JC virus. Which apparently a lot of us carry, but our immune system deals with it okay. Hence her being on, suppressants for her immune system. So her kidney didn't reject. She couldn't fight the disease. And, the virus just unfortunately took over.
Really? So what is this JC? How rare is it?
Well, there's been two other children that have died from it. And that's all worldwide. So, the circumstances have to be pretty... pretty special, I think, for it to sort of ravage like it did. Morphine didn't touch her pain, and she had very high fevers, and her whole body started to shut down bit by bit.
Oh, that's terrible. How are her parents coping?
Well, look, they're amazing people. They're coping, I guess, as well as anybody would, going through the grief of any lost one. But a young child is just, that hits home, and. The community up here in Beerwah, we put the freezer out, and my wife's organised. All the ladies are putting hot meals and things in there, and we pray for them, and you do as much as you can, and that's why we're trying to do something practical as well as support them spiritually.
So tell us about this song and the process of writing. It must have been quite an emotional experience for you. Did you set out to write a song, or did it just kind of come to you?
No, I certainly didn't set out to write this song. I was she passed on the Tuesday morning. I was driving home from work and talking to God as we do, and he told me to write this song, and I immediately went, no. I'm not writing this. Kelly and her family are not Christian people.
Okay.
And to write something in such a sensitive situation, I really balked at the idea. By the time I got home, God had convinced me otherwise. And I got the Bible out and, looked up all I could on hope and grief. Just started to write, and within 4 hours it was done. And I don't usually write songs that quickly or that poignantly, and God surely had on my heart what he wanted me to do, so and say for him. And I think he, even though Kelly and Clayton aren't Christians, everybody likes to think when they've lost a little girl that, she's somewhere better off, she's okay somewhere, So
how did they respond to your song, Greg?
Well, I took it round on the Thursday. I recorded it on Thursday with my with Angus, and we took it round there. And I'd never actually met Clayton before, Kelly's husband, and immediately stood up and said, "How are you going, Greg?" And I thought, oh, gee, what courage, just to say, how am I in amongst where he is? And, I left the CD there with them, and they got in touch with us on Friday and said they absolutely loved it, and they were going to play it at Jess's funeral, which they did on the Monday morning.
I guess you must also be, in a way, hoping that the song will speak to other people who might be dealing with loss and grief in their lives and not just Jess's family. Have you had much feedback about the song?
Yeah, look, before I gave the song to Kelly, I worked night shift at. And there was a few ladies there. I said, look, can I play you this song because, Kelly not being, and these weren't Christian ladies either. I said, I just want to get your opinion on you know, how the lyrics might affect her. And well, when they both stopped crying, they said it was fine.
Okay.
So and they related that, one lady related that to her father who had passed, and it was just happened to be on the anniversary of his death. And yeah, I think, you know, God wrote it in such a way that, you know, we related to our own loss and
our own struggles,
and things
yeah.
going on. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Well, how can people get a copy of the song? And I understand that any money from this purchase will go to the family?
That's correct. It's up on iTunes at the moment. It's in the vocal section, and it's called Jess's Song. It's $1.69, and that's linked directly to the community account for Clayton and Kelly. Mm-hmm. And that money will go straight into their account to help. Yeah, look, it's $1.69, but every $1.69 helps, you know.
That's true. They add up, don't
yeah.
they? Well, thank
they,
you.
They do.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for, I guess, just even being brave enough to write that song, because obviously it wouldn't have been an easy thing to do and you didn't want to do it and your instinct was, nah, sorry, God, not doing it. But yeah. I'm sure that a lot of people will be blessed by it and hopefully not least Jess's parents. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Katrina. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Greg. Well, let's have a little listen to the song now. This is Jess's Song on Hope 103.2.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.